On an almost daily basis, we do some sort of separating. We separate laundry, light from dark. We separate pieces of mail, first class from third class. I separate the newspaper from what's stuffed in the newspaper. We even separate our trash from items that need to be recycled. We sometimes separate people into groups, too. Some of us went to Catholic schools in the old days. Boys were separated from the girls. Smart kids separated from the not-so-smart kids. I was in that not-so-smart group. The good kids from the bad kids, although more often than not, the bad kids were expelled because the numbers were so high. In some ways, we become a bit more sophisticated when we separate by club membership and entrance fees, by applications and interviews, by our preferences and our prejudices. As we gather this year to celebrate the feast of Christ the King, Jesus describes a last judgment scene. It's the only detailed last judgment description in the New Testament. Matthew chapter 25, verses 31 through 46. During the last several weeks, Jesus in parables has been telling us to be prepared to stay awake and to use the talents that have been entrusted to our care wisely and well. The bridegroom, the master, will come when we least expect. We know not the day or the hour. And today's gospel reading begins with a rather vivid description of the Son of Man coming in majestic glory, accompanied by angels, seated on a throne, and there's no game of thrones there. Only Jesus is Lord. All other powers, all other authority, all other sovereignty has been subjected to the kingdom of God. In the words of St. Paul, God is all in all. Evidently, in Palestine at the time of Jesus, a shepherd routinely had a flock with mixed animals, sheep and goats. Sheep evidently didn't mind staying out in the fields during the night, under the open sky. Goats evidently needed to stay warm and a bit more protected. Sheep had more value because of the wool, so they were preferred over goats, although goats are good for goat milk. Now, don't be impressed. What I know about sheep and goats, I read in Bible books. Although there are sheep and goats on some of the hillsides surrounding Haldaysburg. But I digress. Back to the judgment. While there are some folks who would like to believe in a judgment-free world, such a world doesn't exist. Everybody makes judgments all the time. Every decision we make is a judgment decision, a type of separation. And as we gather today, we are reminded that all people of every nation will be assembled before the throne of God. And the least in today's gospel are those who are in need. God, who is love, who created us in his image and likeness, wants us to reveal his love to all people, especially those most in need. Jesus, who came not to be served but to serve, expects his disciples to serve as well. And during this time of year where there is so much emphasis, perhaps sometimes too much emphasis on gift giving, our gospel also reminds us that there is a need for self-giving. In addition to gift-giving of food and drink and clothing, Jesus expects the self-giving of hospitality, caring, taking the time to visit those who are sick or in nursing homes or living alone at home. Self-giving, at times can be much, much more valuable and desired than gift-giving. In the recent words of Pope Francis, doing nothing, the sin of omission or indifference, is not an option. On a personal note, I find today's gospel good news. We're told exactly what's expected of us. I also find it kind of frightening. If the judgment was based upon listing the seven sacraments, or being asked, did I eat meat on Fridays during Lent, or it was a fill-in test on the Apostles' Creed, no big deal. But I have no idea of how often I have failed to recognize the face of Jesus in someone in need. And at this point in my life, I don't know if I'm going to end up as a sheep or a goat. What about you? His words teach us what needs to be done and who really needs to get our attention. Our communion with him this morning and the grace we receive in the sacrament of his body and blood has the power to make us more compassionate and more loving. The example we offer, the companionship we give, are sources of encouragement. When Christ the King rules our lives, there can be a gladness that comes from self-giving as well as gift-giving. When the Lord is our shepherd, no person is in want, no person is in need.